Right now, trillions of ancient organisms are living inside you, on your skin, in your mouth, throughout your gut. They've been with humanity for millennia, quietly performing essential tasks, digesting food, producing vitamins, training your immune system. But over the past 70 years, we've been systematically wiping them out. The consequences? A terrifying rise in diseases that were once rare. Childhood diabetes, severe food allergies, asthma, obesity, inflammatory bowel disease, even autism. These modern plagues have exploded across the developed world, and the culprit isn't a new virus or environmental toxin, it's our own medical practices. We've been waging war against bacteria with antibiotics and sterile birth practices, not realizing we're destroying allies that have shaped human biology since our species emerged. This isn't just about getting sick more often. It's about fundamentally altering what it means to be human. Your body hosts trillions of microbes that have co-evolved with us for hundreds of thousands of years. Every surface, from your face to your gut, hosts unique bacterial communities, performing vital functions you couldn't survive without. Your gut alone contains more bacteria in a single milliliter than there are humans on Earth. These microbes break down indigestible fibers, producing nutrients that feed your intestinal cells and provide up to 15% of your daily calories. Skin bacteria eat dead cells and produce natural moisturizers. The genetic complexity is staggering. Your body contains roughly 2 million unique bacterial genes compared to just 23,000 human genes. European research found populations with fewer bacterial genes were significantly more likely to be obese. Your resident microbes defend their territory by secreting antibiotics to repel invaders. Modern medicine is shattering this ancient equilibrium. In 1980, Dr. Martin Blaser, just 31, feared he was dying from typhoid fever contracted in India. His fever spiked to 104F. At the hospital, he prescribed himself cotrimoxazole instead of ampicillin, knowing many typhoid strains had become resistant. Blood cultures confirmed Salmonella paratyphi A infection, likely from a watermelon injected with contaminated river water, a common practice in Mumbai markets. After 3 weeks, he recovered completely. 50 years earlier, he would have died. Alexander Fleming's accidental 1928 discovery of penicillin, noticing a blue-green mold had created a bacteria-free zone on a forgotten petri dish, changed human history. During World War II, a housewife's moldy cantaloupe yielded a strain producing 250 units per milliliter. Its mutant eventually produced 50,000 units. By D-Day 1944, factories turned out 100 billion units monthly. Antibiotics transformed medicine overnight, making formerly lethal diseases curable and enabling advanced surgeries. But success bred complacency. Doctors began prescribing antibiotics for minor conditions, especially upper respiratory infections in children, over 80% of which are viral and unaffected by antibiotics. The average American child now receives nearly 3 courses before age 2, 17 by age 20. Most antibiotics don't even go to sick humans, they go to factory farms. About 70 to 80% of all antibiotics sold fatten cattle, pigs, and chickens, with producers buying nearly 30 million pounds annually for this purpose alone. Consumer Reports found most pork samples contained antibiotic-resistant bacteria, some harboring MRSA. Government testing revealed over half of ground turkey, pork chops, and ground beef carried resistant bacteria. While Sweden banned growth-promoting antibiotics in 1986 and the EU followed in 1999, American producers continue. A 2013 Danish study linked MRSA infections in farmers to identical strains in their animals. Beyond resistant bacteria, the antibiotics themselves reach humans through food and water. A child drinking 2 cups of milk daily might consume 50 micrograms of tetracycline every day. A 2009 study found antibiotic-resistant bacteria and genes in all water sources tested. If antibiotics fatten farm animals by altering their microbiomes, what happens when children receive 17 courses before adulthood? We're conducting a massive experiment on an entire generation, And the results appear in skyrocketing rates of obesity, diabetes, and autoimmune diseases. Throughout the animal kingdom, mothers transfer essential microbes during birth. In humans, beneficial lactobacilli flourish in the vaginal canal during pregnancy. As babies pass through the birth canal, they absorb these microbes, perfectly timed to digest lactose in mother's milk. These founding bacteria activate genes, stimulate gut development, and build immunity. By age 3, each child acquires their unique microbial foundation, unless something disrupts it. C-section delivery shatters this ancient pattern. Instead of beneficial lactobacilli, babies extracted through abdominal incisions harbor skin bacteria like Staphylococcus. U.S. C-section rates have skyrocketed from under 20% in 1996 to 33% in 2011. About 40% of American women receive antibiotics during delivery, killing beneficial bacteria just before the critical microbial transfer. Helicobacter pylori reveals what we're losing. These bacteria co-evolved with humans for 100,000 years, once colonizing virtually all children. After researchers proved H. pylori caused gastritis in 1984, it was declared a carcinogen. But H. pylori is now going extinct in developed countries. While nearly all adults in Africa, Asia, and Latin America carry it, fewer than 6% of American children born after 1995 have it. Improved sanitation and widespread antibiotic use, 17 average courses by age 20, drive this multi-generational decline. With its disappearance, our ancient equilibrium has been disrupted, and new diseases are rising. 13-year-old Kathy developed type 1 diabetes, initially managing with diet before requiring insulin. Despite becoming a social worker and raising children, the disease gradually destroyed her. She lost sensation in her feet, her hands contorted, and her daughter developed diabetes at 9. After kidney failure and a heart attack, Kathy died just before 50. Type 1 diabetes rates are doubling every 20 years, with children now developing it at age 6 compared to 9 when Kathy was diagnosed. Studies showed pulsed antibiotic treatment accelerated type 1 diabetes onset in susceptible mice, with pancreases showing severe inflammation and immune cells attacking insulin-producing islets. Intestinal immune cells were altered by antibiotics before pancreatic damage appeared, suggesting abnormal gut interactions precede destruction. Celiac disease shows similar patterns. Swedish research found people with celiac were 40% more likely to have received antibiotics in preceding months. Inflammatory bowel disease is increasing worldwide as industrialization spreads. Danish researchers, tracking over 577,000 children, found those who developed early IBD were 84% more likely to have received antibiotics, with 7 or more courses increasing Crohn's disease risk 7-fold. Hay fever, eczema, and life-threatening nut allergies now affect up to 1 in 50 children. Even autism, soaring to 1 in 88 children, may connect to gut microbes. The gut contains over 100 million neurons communicating directly with the brain. In April 2010, kindergarten teacher Peggy Lillis died weeks after taking clindamycin for a dental procedure. The antibiotic destroyed her protective gut bacteria, allowing Clostridium difficile to produce toxins that made her colon porous, leading to sepsis and death. This nightmare scenario represents our future without action, a world where routine procedures become life-threatening. Solutions exist at both personal and policy levels. Question antibiotic necessity and stop overusing sanitizers. Soap and water work fine. France's Antibiotics Are Not Automatic campaign reduced prescriptions by 26% overall and 36% for children. Women should question elective C-sections. For necessary ones, the gauze in the vagina method transfers beneficial microbes to newborns. Fecal microbiota transplantation successfully treats recurrent C. diff infections. We stand at a crossroads. Just as the internal combustion engine transformed life with unforeseen consequences, our manipulation of microecology through antibiotics and C-sections has created similar effects, rapidly, over just 60, 70 years. The invisible world inside us isn't separate from our health. It is our health. Every unnecessary antibiotic, every elective C-section chips away at an ancient partnership that made us human.